From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It has become all the rage to decipher the specific DNA code of different species. In addition to cracking the human genome, scientists now have nearly complete genetic sequences for the mouse, rat, and fruit fly, not to mention certain species of yeast, bacteria, and worms. Tomorrow, the journal Science will publish the latest animal to succumb to the sequencing frenzy, the dog. But, as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it's only a rough draft.
Rough draft. Get it? Had to do that. Ewan Kirkness of the Institute for Genomic Research in Rockville, Maryland, led the dog sequencing project. Kirkness says one way to decipher a genome is to start at one end and methodically determine the DNA letters one at a time until you get to the other end. Instead, Kirkness used what's called the shotgun approach, where you sequence small, random sections of DNA and then use a computer to line them up.
So what we have is a fairly fragmented genome. We have about 80% of the sequence, but it's very fragmented.
Kirkness says even 80% of the sequence produce some interesting results. For example, he says, it's striking how similar the dog sequence is to the human sequence. Not as similar as chimpanzee, but more similar than the mouse. Kirkness says the primary advantage of his shotgun approach is it can be done rapidly and fairly cheaply.
Generation of the sequence data only took a matter of months. The time-consuming part has been the analysis of the data.
Knowing the dog genome sequence will be useful for biomedical research. Jasper Ryan is a geneticist at the University of California at Berkeley. Ryan says there are a lot of genetic diseases that are virtually identical in humans and dogs.
Neurological disorders that are late onset, that come on late in life, are particularly vexing to study genetically in humans because it's difficult to have all three generations that one would need alive at the same time to be able to get blood samples that would let us track down those genes.
Because dogs have a shorter lifespan, getting crucial blood samples from three generations is much easier to do. Ryan says even though this rough draft of the dog genome is just that, the fact that it has already revealed some interesting results suggests the shotgun approach is worthwhile.
The cost of getting a completed genome sequence for any mammal is actually relatively large, and resources are limited. And so a really important question is, how much good can you get for how much effort? So clearly, the maximum benefit comes from a completed genome sequence, and nobody would argue that that's not the gold standard.
But it's a start. There is a federally funded project that is close to producing the gold standard sequence. Ewan Kirkness says he won't be doing any more sequencing work on the dog. Instead, he's ogling other mammalian species. He hasn't decided which animal to do next. Whales and dolphins appeal to him, so do bats.
The bat is also an interesting mammal. It appears to have a fairly small genome, and it would be interesting to compare that genome with a larger genome like the human to identify those elements which are common to mammals.
Kirkness is also open to more exotic possibilities.
Platypus would be an excellent choice also.
The platypus? Well, yes, it turns out the platypus is an interesting choice. It's one of only three egg-laying mammals. The other two are both spiny anteaters. As such, it sits close to where mammals split off from reptiles on the evolutionary tree. One final point. In case you were wondering what kind of dog Kirkness sequenced, it was a poodle named Shadow. The federally funded project is sequencing a boxer named Tasha. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.